All right, Jeff Nowak joins us on WWL. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too, Scoot. How you doing?
Good. I went over the injury list last night, and I saw a lot of key names that were limited in practice or had full practice. Are we going to get some of these key players back?
Yeah, you know, the list is long, but it's long in a positive way, right, which is kind of nice to see. Because, yeah, there's a lot of players that have missed time. But, yeah, you should be seeing Taysom Hill, Pete Warner, the linebacker, Chris Olave, who cleared concussion protocol today, or at least this week. He's clear of the concussion protocol, so he'll be good to go. Right guard Cesar Ruiz, who we haven't seen since week three. And then I believe Lucas Patrick, he'll end up probably being questionable, but he should be able to go. So, yeah, I mean, the excuse has been over the last 5 weeks, it's you can call it an excuse or a reason. Either way, you know, the injuries have made it very difficult for the Saints team to operate in the way that they have become accustomed to, that they plan to early in the season. And so, yeah, we should be able to see at least a representative version of the Saints team out there. They're still going to be without Derek Carr, but Spencer Rattler will at least have a good number of starters surrounding him, and we can maybe get a good evaluation of what he actually has to offer.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson, it seemed like he had limited practice, so he's possibly going to be in the lineup, even though he knows how to drop passes. Also, I saw that Marshawn Lattimore had full practice.
Yeah, so he left early with a hamstring injury against the Broncos, but yeah, he was a full participant in both all three practices this week. Spencer Rattler was on that list too, but he'll play. Juwan, I think he has a shoulder issue. He's popped up on the injury report with a few different issues, but yeah, I'd expect him to be out there too. So again, you know, you're looking at this injury report. You're still without Eric McCoy. He's on IR. You're without Will Harris. He's on IR. But you should start to see the team that this, you know, this roster feels like, hey, we can win with this group. And, you know, they got to win soon because a couple more losses and the season starts to feel lost.
Yeah, well, if Pete Werner gets back and if Marshawn Lattimore comes back, Taysom Hill, Chris Olave, Cesar Ruiz, if these guys come back, that's gonna make a difference on the field.
Oh, yeah, it should. I mean, yeah, the issue is, you know, defensively, you actually have been reasonably healthy, right? So Pete Werner, I think he plays a big role in communication. I think he's going to be an important piece to get back. He's still got to make a tackle. He's still got to get off blocks. You still need to see this defensive line get, you know, into the backfield, impact plays more often than they have been. But I do think that if you can sustain more offense, that'll help the defense. You know, the cliche is the best offense is, or the best defense is a good offense. Yeah. And it's a cliche for a reason, because it's correct. I mean, the offense couldn't sustain anything against the Broncos. And if you do that throughout the course of an entire game, the defense is going to get gassed. They're going to get gashed on the ground. And that's what's happened. So, you know, I think you need to get back to playing complementary football is the term that they would use. The offense kind of helps out the defense kind of helps out the offense. And that's what you saw weeks one and two. That's what they did so well in weeks one and two to get up to that 2-0 start. And it's what they really haven't been able to do each of the last 5 weeks.
All right, before we get to that question, Alvin Kamara had limited practice. Does this mean that they're not having him do full practice because they kind of want to protect him, but he's going to be okay to go?
Yeah, he's been limited pretty much for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's been dealing with a broken rib, a broken hand, a hip pointer. So I think it's more just kind of keeping the wear off of him as they go. But he'll play. He signed his extension this week, kind of talked extensively about, you know, the process he goes through to get ready to play. And, you know, he's playing with a lot. And I think that what the Saints need to do a better job of is keeping some of the load off of him. Right, you got Kendre Miller back last week. Right. I'd expect to see him more involved. And, you know, I think at a certain point you'd like to see, hey, maybe this is a Kendre Miller series as opposed to, hey, Alvin gets 9 out of 10 carries and then you just throw Kendre Miller in there. I'd like to see him get a little bit more responsibility. But that's gonna require the coaching staff to feel comfortable with where he is in the offense. Can he pass protect? Does he get all the checks? Is he getting the job done throughout the course of the week so that on Sunday – I feel comfortable putting in those situations. But they're still going to lean on Alvin. Alvin's still the star of this offense, and they just need to be more effective in the run game.
Do the Chargers have any big players that are going to be out?
We haven't got the injury report yet for Friday, which is when you would get the game day designations. But they have had a few players miss practices. Quentin Johnson is a good question mark. You know, they don't have a lot of wide receivers on this team to begin with. So you look at that. Joey Bosa is another name. He missed Wednesday's practice. He got back on Thursday. So there are a few that, you know, you're going to want to watch. But I don't want to declare anyone out before we see that final injury report. Usually, you know, when you're playing Central Time teams, you'll get that injury report around 3 p.m. When you're playing West Coast teams, they have a couple extra hours. So it goes a little later in the day, depending on when they practice and when they send that all over. So we'll find out. But the Chargers are pretty banged up. And the Saints need to take advantage of that. They have a top 10 defense. They do not have an offense that particularly scares you. But I would have said the same thing about the Broncos, and that didn't go so well. So the Saints had 10 days. The Chargers have 6 days because they're coming off Monday Night Football, so that should be an advantage for the Saints. It's the same situation in reverse as what you saw in Week 6 with the Saints coming off Monday Night Football against the Chiefs and the Bucks coming off Thursday Night Football. So that kind of rest imbalance does play a pretty big factor in terms of how you come into these games. Like, the Saints are coming in feeling like, hey, we're rested, we're fresh. The Chargers are going to be coming into this game feeling a little worn down, one fewer day. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, the Saints know how to do it on the road. I mean, we know that. And from your perspective, is there any collective sense that the Saints are showing signs of this cohesive effort to come back and turn things around at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think whenever you get on a losing streak, you kind of want to keep an eye on, you know, what's the tenor of the locker room? What's the kind of motivation going on in there? Do people seem like they feel defeated, that sort of thing? I don't get any of that. And you know, that's a byproduct of, hey, you got a lot of veteran leaders on this team. You got a lot of players who have been in this situation before, or at least similar situations. Anyone who's here in 2021, they know exactly what a 5-game losing streak feels like. And they bounced back then. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Davis was here. Cam Jordan was here. So they have an idea of, hey, okay, we've dug ourselves into this. How do we dig ourselves out of it? And I think that's kind of the tone. You're getting a lot of these players back, like we talked about. There's kind of an energizing factor to that. Dennis Allen talked about that today. Taysom Hill in particular, you know, he's just kind of an energy guy, right? Like, he goes out there and makes a play and everyone gets fired up. So I think that's kind of where you're at. This team feels like, hey, we can get these players back. We can get back to where we were Weeks 1 and 2. That wasn't a mirage. That's just what we can do at full strength. And I do think that's kind of where you're at. Now, they're going into this game. They're a big underdog, 7 points on the road to a Chargers team that hasn't scored more than 16 points, I think, since Week 2. They've averaged 17 points scored this season. So that's a pretty big statement to be that big of an underdog to a team that really doesn't score points. But that's kind of where the Saints are. They need to make a statement so that, you know, to kind of prove to everyone that they aren't this, you know, bottom dweller team, that they can be a playoff caliber team.
Also, you know, it seems like that the stage is set. If Taysom Hill's back and if Spencer Rattler, you know, they both have unique talents about running and with the ability to pass as well. With those two in a game, Clint Kubiak could be coming up with maybe some interesting plays.
Yeah, we'll see. I haven't, you know, it's tough because we've seen how they operated with Taysom and Derek Carr. We haven't really seen a lot of Taysom operating with Spencer Rattler, in part because they, you know, when you were dealing with the first team offense in the training camp, it was primarily Taysom Hill, Derek Carr. So we'll have to see. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a little bit more QB option with Taysom. He's coming back from pretty significant rib injury. He also had a lung injury earlier this season. So I think you might be a little hesitant to kind of get him involved in the kind of running back, pure running back part of the game like you did earlier this season. So it's going to, but you also haven't seen Spencer come off the field and have to deal with that kind of, you know, interruption to what his regular flow would be. So, and that's just something that not a lot of quarterbacks have dealt with, right? A star quarterback in college isn't getting taken off the field for, if you want to call it a gadget play, all that often. So how he handles that will be interesting, but I do think you do want to get Taysom involved in whatever way that looks like.
And sometimes as we watch, we would like a little interruption in Rattler's game. You know, it might be okay. So, all right, so Alvin Kamara is going to be cool. Taysom Hill, Chris Olave apparently back, probably Chris Warner, Cesar Ruiz. Juwan Johnson, Marshawn Lattimore, and Spencer Rattler. So, yeah, more of the Saints team that we remember seeing winning those first two games. I'm looking forward to a good game against the Chargers this weekend. Jeff, thanks for spending time with us here on WWL.
It's just good. Thanks for having me.